Well, I see, Adrian is out there, somewhere, Claudia and Michaela, all here, to support Sylvia, and Joy and Nora are here too. I think I saw them, earlier. There they are, and supporting Hinata in the audience, Masashi and Wakana, Hinata's parents, and Kanata, and Koda, sister and brother. And let's meet who it is I've been talking about. Hinata, hi. Tell me a bit about yourself, how old you are, where you go to school, some of the things you like to do.
I'm 9 years old, and I go to school.
You go to the Ellis School, right?
Yeah.
And what do you like to do for fun?
I like to play.
And if you're inside, maybe you can't go out because it's raining really hard, what would you play when you're inside? What would be some of the things you like?
Like build something.
That's nice. What do you build with?
Legos.
Now, if you're outside on a beautiful sunny day, what might you like to do?
I chase my sister.
Do you catch her? Well, that's good. And let's turn to Sylvia and tell me a little bit about yourself. You've been here before.
I have been in here before. You can't get rid of me yet.
No.
You can try, but you can't. Yeah,
well, we wouldn't want to do that. But for people who haven't heard you before who are listening, what do you like to do?
I like to write, and I like to draw a lot.
That can go hand in hand. Have you ever illustrated stories that you've written?
As in like a comic sense? No, not really.
Or just to make pictures that might
explain
something.
I've done that before.
Excellent. What do you like about writing?
I know. You can basically do anything.
That's a great answer. It does give you all sorts of freedom pretty much to do whatever you would like to do. Now, Hinata is going to share her story first. And Hinata, do you have anything that you need? I think telling us the title, but is there anything else we should know about the story before you share it? Any background or anything that led you to write it?
So, I like eggs, so I wrote a story about eggs.
How timely. You wrote a story about eggs. We just had a radio Easter egg hunt for people celebrating Easter. They're thinking about a lot of eggs, so this is a very nice thing. What is the name of your story?
The Egg.
The Egg. So here is Hinata with the egg.
My name is Eggy. I'm an egg. I live in the fridge. My dream is to go to get cracked, and I want to be an omelet. One day, Eggy was talking with his friend. His friend is Eddie. Eddie also is an egg. Then the fridge opened. It was Avery. Avery is a girl who loves to eat, and she is pretty good at cooking. Eggy was praying. Then Eggy got picked by Avery. Eggy was so excited. Then Eggy heard the crack sound. Then Eggy saw his friend saying goodbye. Eggy lost his friend. Eggy didn't give up. Then Eggy screamed, ah. Then Eggy got Avery's attention. Eggy was picked by her. Egg closed his eyes. After a while, he opened his eyes. They both were omelets. They were happy to be eaten.
Wow, that is quite a story.
That was inspiring.
Very inspiring. Yeah. I'm curious, you must like eggs a lot, do you?
Yeah.
And what were the names of your eggs again?
Eggie and Eddie.
That's what I thought. So they had names that, E-E names they had. So very good. Do you have any pets at home?
No.
No? Do you like animals? Do you have any favorite animals that you like to see in nature? Or
yeah.
What are they?
Chickens.
Makes perfect sense. Have you ever gotten an egg from a chicken?
No.
Because sometimes you can do that. Well, thank you for sharing that story. Who's your teacher that teaches you writing at school?
Miss Bashelia.
Well, Miss Bashelia must do a great job, and I hope you'll continue to write. Let's learn about Sylvia's story now. Do you need to give us any introduction, or does the title and the story kind of cover itself?
A little bit, but just so you know, it's like a story written in two perspectives, and no, it did not come to me in a dream. It came to me in a random point of English class where I had finished my mem bean and I was suffering from a fatal case of boredom.
Well, here is Sylvia with her story. By the way, Hanada is a third grader and is 9. Sylvia is in 6th grade and is 11.
Almost 12. Very close. Should I start? Okay, starting from the perspective of Tina. The dream world is an interesting place. I visit it every night. Most people have normal dreams. I don't. I feel, taste, and hear when I am in them. Usually, it's fun, but sometimes I have nightmares. That isn't fun. I wake up feeling like I'm dead. Other than that, the dream world is great. The dream world is an interesting place. I have a friend in it. His name is Charles. He doesn't know why we are here, but we get along well. Charles is 11 years old. He's a year older than me. Guess what? Charles and I share the same birthday. We celebrate it every year. The dream world is an interesting place. There are other people in it. Well, not exactly people. They look like those things you see in your vision after you've looked directly at the sun. Sometimes they are nice. Other times they are not. We see them in nightmares, and those are never fun. The dream world is an interesting place. Last night, Charles didn't come to the dream realm. He said he was going to try to find more answers about it. I miss Charles. I hope he comes back soon. It was just me and the clouds last night. Charles. The dream world is a terrifying place. Every night since I turned 5 years old, I've been teleported to it. I used to be great, and I could do anything I wanted. I also met Tina, my best friend. As we grew older, we started to have nightmares. As I matured, I began to realize how strange this dream world was. Other people were having normal dreams, so why didn't Tina and I no longer have them? The dream world is a terrifying place. I decided to do some research. I wanted answers, but I found nothing. Then I tried using dream catchers to try and have normal dreams, but I think the dream world knew that I was trying to find more. As a punishment, I began having more nightmares, each one more painful than the last, but I had to find out more. The dream world is a terrifying place. Digging deeper, I found out what I needed, a textbook about a deity called Cal. Cal trapped children that seem in a seemingly perfect dream world and slowly devoured their souls. I had to tell Tina. I'd gone to bed and was ready to go and warn her. The dream world is a terrifying place. Tonight, I couldn't fall asleep. No matter how hard I tried, I couldn't enter the realm, or any other fantasy at all. Then, after an hour, a shadowy figure started to form at the end of my bed. 10 minutes later, a shadowy blob similar to the nightmare dream residence was standing at the foot of my bed. It slowly crept up the bed and enveloped me. Everything went black. Now, I can only think. I no longer actually exist. Tina must wonder where I am. I'll never see her again. Now, it'll just be her and the clouds.
Okay, that's the end.
Wow, those were great stories, both of them. Hinata, do you have any comments on Sylvia's story? Were you following along?
It was interesting.
It was. I agree with you. It got me thinking of what it's like to escape to another place.
Yeah, I probably should have brought this around Halloween.
Well, yeah. you could share it at any time of the year, I think.
Can I say something real quickly?
Of course.
You know about the pets question you asked?
Yes.
I have two cats. They kind of inspired the characters in this story. My cat Glory inspired Charles because she's kind of grumpy and she meows a lot, which is kind of like asking questions. And Tina was inspired by my cat Maisie, who's more joyful and doesn't ask questions.
You know, we
just bounce around a ton. They're siblings.
We have two cats. They're not siblings, but one is grumpy and one joyful is the perfect way to Aww. Describe the other cat. They're not siblings, but they've been together most of their life, but they're very different cats. And one meows more than the other one, too.
Not gonna lie, I probably have one other pet. My little sister.
Your
her
little?
And her friend were, like, screaming the entire way here!
Were you giving an example of that just now? That's like, all it's like. No, don't.
Gibberish,
yes.
Kind of.
So that's Claudia you're talking
I have
about.
I to live with that one every single day of my life.
Claudia, Joy, and Nora, they're all younger than you, though. So.
Yes. It makes me feel special and tall.
When's your birthday?
May 15th.
So, yeah, it's only about 5 weeks away. When's your birthday, Hinata?
October 18th.
What do you like to do to celebrate your birthdays?
I like to sleep.
And what about you, Sylvia?
On my birthday, up until this year, I always had the school play on my birthday, so that's what I did. But this year, I don't have it on my birthday, so I'm not sure what I'm going to do. It might be on the weekend, but I'm not sure.
Well,
can I share something related to Hinata's story?
Sure, the eggs.
Yeah. My grandmother, on my mom's side, she has a farm, and there are chickens there. And those chickens lay eggs, and we have to collect the eggs all the time. And sometimes there are chicks from the eggs, and they are adorable.
Well, isn't that nice? That's very nice. Hinata, your face just lit up. Would you like to have chickens as pets someday?
Yeah.
I figured you might like to do that. I'm looking for a song about chickens for you. We have quite a lot of songs about chickens, so I'll.
I did not know there were that many songs about chickens.
There are quite a lot of them out there. They're all quite good.
Chicken.
Too. Let's see. Here's one. I think Will.
Today's your lucky day, Hinata.
Yeah.
Yes.
Today's your lucky day.
Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you both for being here with us today. Is there anything else you'd like to say, Sylvia?
I was going to say something, but I just forgot it.
And what about...
Oh, hi, Nora. You better be paying attention, because I'm going to your house later.
Okay.
You better be.
Well, that's
I can't see you, but I'm staring at you through the wall.
I can see her. She's paying attention.
Oh, okay, good.
They're waving
good.
At you, too. Did you have anything else to say, Hinata?
Wait.
No?
No.
Well, thank you both for being here with you. The Egg by Hinata Dreamland, by Sylvia Dreamland, and both part of the Western Pennsylvania Council of Teachers of English Flash Fiction Program.